President Bush today accused the Palestinians and their leader Yasser Arafat of enhancing terror, and he implied that Arafat was responsible for ordering a shipload of weapons from Iran.
I am disappointed in Yasser Arafat. He must make a full effort to rout out terror in the Middle East. In order for there to be peace, we've got to rout out terror. And ordering up weapons that were intercepted on a boat headed for that part of the world is not part of fighting terror. That's enhancing terror.
Neither the president nor Secretary of State Powell would say if that means that the U.S. is about to cut ties with Mr. Arafat, but Washington is awash in speculation about just such a move. We've called upon two Middle East policymakers from the Clinton administration to ask what they make of the present maneuverings. Robert Malley was Special Assistant for Arab-Israeli Affairs, and Martin Indyk was the U.S. Ambassador to Israel. First, Martin Indyk, let's start with you. What do you think would be the most constructive thing the U.S. could do right now with respect to Mr. Arafat and the Palestinians? Severing ties, for example?
Well, severing ties is an attractive option in this situation where Arafat has gone beyond the pale in terms of not responding to efforts by the administration to get him to act. But the danger of severing ties is it's not just severing ties with Arafat, but anybody else who might act responsibly in the Palestinian leadership. There's the hope remaining, it may not be a very strong one, that others around Arafat will understand that he is taking them to hell. He's done tremendous damage to the Palestinian cause, and will take it upon themselves to act. Security chiefs, other political people will try to act in a way in his stead, but that he's still there as a kind of figurehead. If the administration cuts the relationship, it cuts it with the Palestinian Authority, not just with Arafat, and that becomes much more difficult.
Robert Malley, do you agree that is what is in the United States' interest at this point in terms of dealing with the Palestinians?
Well, I certainly don't think it would be in our interest to cut ties with Arafat or with the PA for that matter. I mean, President Bush says he's disappointed with Arafat. Who isn't? Disappointment shouldn't be the guide to policy. What we should be guided by is what will stop the violence, what will stop the killings, of which we've seen a new attempt today. And what will stop it is really to put pressure on both sides to cease the policies that are just bringing us on the brink of a disaster that we haven't known for decades in the region.
And what do you make of Martin Indyk's comments about the people who are now lieutenants or subordinates of Mr. Arafat's perhaps emerging as the real decision makers and Yasser Arafat becoming more of a symbolic leader?
Well, I think people have buried Arafat many times before, and I don't think he's close to his burial at this point. I don't think he's close to being irrelevant. I think the people around him know that he remains the symbol and the only legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. And I also don't think that one should give up on him taking the steps that are needed if the conditions are created, a mixture of pressure and incentives.
Martin Indyk, I assume, would mean that the Israelis would show some give in exchange for Mr. Arafat showing some progress.
Indeed, and we've the trouble is we've been down this road at least 9 or 10 times before, where Arafat starts to take steps, the Israelis start to reciprocate, and then some action takes place. The hope was, and this was certainly my view until recently, that with massive American pressure to get Arafat to act, you could then get the Israelis to respond and get out of this mess. December 16th, when he declared a ceasefire, gave us that opportunity, but now we discover that he was bringing in arms from Iran while he was talking about arresting terrorists.
To wrap up, I'd just like each of you very briefly to say if there were one thing right now that the United States could say or do that would be constructive and that would push Israel and the Palestinians away from war and towards some process that at least would talk about peace, what would that be? First, Robert Malley.
They need to be much more engaged. Get somebody on the ground. General Zinni, who is the special envoy respected by both sides, seems to go there when is sent there when things seem to be calming down, and as soon as things heat up, he is recalled. And it should be the other way around in a way, and get both sides to do what everyone knows they need to do. Arafat cracked down on terrorists, and Israel eased the siege, ease the closures, stop the targeted assassinations and the collective punishment, and keep both sides' feet to the fire until we get out of the mess.
And Martin Indyk?
Well, I just think that approach, although it was the right one, has failed, and we need a broader approach that's going to bring in Arab governments and get them to take a greater responsibility for the Palestinians, to widen the offer to the Israelis of real peace and full peace and recognition from the much larger Arab world, and put this in this killing between Israelis and Palestinians in a broader context, because the effort to stop the killing has simply not succeeded.
Well, Martin Indyk, now of the Brookings Institution, and Robert Malley, director of the Middle East Program for the International Crisis Group, thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.